We are recording now, and this audio recording will be broadcast and electronically manipulated by Vertical Internet Radio. And is that something that you give us permission to do with this audio file?
Yes.
Hello, and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you so much for joining us on the program here today. With over 200,000 men diagnosed every year with prostate cancer, conventional PSA screening has been called into question by the U.S. government because of some controversial side effects that leave men with some sexual and urinary impairments. Our guest in studio today is Dr. Dan Sperling, Medical Director of the Sperling Prostate Center, with us to discuss using MRI-guided biopsy with 3T multi-parametric MRI technology. Welcome to the program, Dr. Sperling.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here today and to go over some of the new technology that we're utilizing and how this may benefit many people.
Right. Now, you're the Medical Director of the Sperling Prostate Center. Where is the Prostate Center located?
We have locations in Delray Beach, Florida, as well as in Westchester, New York. We have a site as well in California, in Santa Monica.
Is your background in oncology or in imaging, or is it a mixture of both?
It's a mixture of both. I'm a specialist in radiology, uroradiology, specializing with dealing with prostate issues and cancer of the prostate gland. I'm board certified in diagnostic radiology, and I'm also trained in interventions and using image guidance and the MRI to do inside the MRI procedures, which is really becoming not just for prostate cancer, for many other disease processes, a very, very good choice of treatment. It's a method of treatment.
Well, then let's talk about this MRI-guided biopsy. Is this some technology that's been in use for quite a while?
So I've done the most of these in the United States of actual biopsies inside the MRI. I've done thousands of them. I started doing this back in around 2009. The only other place that was doing it before me was in Holland. They had started doing some biopsies inside the MRI, and I traveled out there and collaborated with them and learned how to do this same procedure and biopsy. Because for the first time with prostate cancer, using MRI, we could see tumor tissue accurately and then target it.
Talk a little bit about why it is difficult to accurately image the prostate without using these advanced tools.
Sure. So the main problem with the tools before MRI or multiparametric MRI became available was ultrasound was the primary imaging modality to look at tumors. And the ultrasound is a good technology for certain areas of the body, just not very good for the prostate gland. A lot of times there are calcifications in the prostate gland. There are a lot of nodules in the middle of the prostate gland that are normal. As people age, you get a lot of nodularity, or what's called BPH, in the central or transition zone of the prostate gland. And these obscure tumors very easily. So it's very, very hard to see tumor with the ultrasound. And then Doppler, which was added on later to standard ultrasound technology, is also very limiting in terms of only looking at one fixed time point at blood flow through the prostate, when with MRI we can look at 50 different time points and then actually chart out different contrast kinetics, and we get a lot more information with the MRI than with ultrasound.
When we talk about traditional methods of treating certain diseases, there is a bit of resistance to change. Are we talking about a lengthy transition before this becomes extremely mainstream, or is it well on its way to becoming the new norm of prostate cancer screening?
I think we're midway in terms of prostate cancer evaluation. Many centers in the United States are now routinely using multiparametric MRI before doing a biopsy. That way they know if the biopsy is actually necessary, and if they do a biopsy, it's more they can actually target more effectively the tumor tissue. Unfortunately, most sites are not doing the biopsy inside the MRI, so it's not the ideal type, but it's still better than a completely blind biopsy using ultrasound. There is, though, at the beginning when I started doing this a number of years ago, there was a lot of resistance. Most other doctors would say, oh, the MRI has no utility. They weren't aware of the new technology, and we're against it. And now there is much more of an awareness and acceptance by many doctors throughout the country, and it's continuing to grow, which is a very positive development.
How timely are the results when it comes to reading the biopsies? Are the results much faster or simply more detailed?
So the MRI, the results from an MRI examination are pretty much immediate. Right after the patient comes off the table, I sit down with the patient and we go through the images. I could show them what they have and how aggressive it is. If there is something that of suspicion, we can bring them back in that same day and bring them into the MRI room again. They lie in their chest. We use a specialized plastic tube that goes into the rectum. It's not painful. And then what we do is insert and sample, take out tissue with a specialized biopsy device. So we actually image the biopsy device localized directly in the tumor while the patient is inside the MRI exam. And that's a critical piece. You want, if you're getting a biopsy done, you want to have it done inside the MRI, because then you actually know you're getting the right tissue. Now, I have people who come to me with diagnosed with low-grade cancers on the blind transrectal ultrasound approach. I will bring them into the MRI machine and inside the MRI, re-biopsy them and tell them they actually have aggressive tumors. And that dramatically will change the approach to treatment, because if you blindly biopsy, you may scrape the edge of a tumor, get less aggressive cells, but with the MRI, we can actually biopsy right in the middle of the tumor and we really get an accurate assessment of how aggressive the tumor cells are.
Does this new blue laser take into account, as you mentioned earlier, age? Is it as accurate for a very old person as opposed to someone who may be having some experience, say, in their mid-30s or even 20s, if that is even something that you've come across?
So you bring up an excellent point. I mean, who is the right patient for MRI and who are the right people to get it in terms of age factors? The MRI is actually good for all ages, although, of course, most men start to develop prostate cancer or at risk for it, over 50 years and older. But there is a wide variety, and I've seen guys in their 30s and guys in their 90s that develop it for the first time. So there's a wide variety of patients or people who develop at different age groups. But what is really important with the MRI, what the real utility is with guys who have enlarged prostates. So many men have big prostates. And when you try to biopsy them with the blind transrectal ultrasound approach, this tissue is stretched out. The area that you need to biopsy is really spread out very far apart, and it's very hard to really see if there's tumor and biopsy it accurately with ultrasound. With MRI, we can biopsy any part of the prostate and reach it accurately and make sure we don't miss tumor. So it's really particularly good for men with enlarged prostates, which is a very large group of people.
Where can we go and get some more information about this procedure?
A great source of information is my website. It's at www.sperlingprostatecenter.com. We have hundreds of articles on there that I've written, and we have many resources in terms of other articles and research. So I would recommend people going to that website and really learning a lot about what we do and other options as well.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in studio with Dr. Dan Sperling, Medical Director of the Sperling Prostate Center, talking about MRI-guided biopsy with the 3T multiparametric MRI. It's been great having you here in studio today with us, Dr. Sperling.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Transcripts and audio of this program are available at healthprofessionalradio.com.au and also at hpr.fm, and you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes.